I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go. It's our last day at this time for the whole year, Liz. Our last day.
It is also Friday.
God damn it.
It's just who I am as a person
to get
now.
Around you saying what day of the week it is.
I think you'll find that a lot of people like it. And how offensive is it that I'm saying the day of the week? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. People need this.
I want you to get this out of your system, all right? Because I knew you'd do it, so I've put a little something together.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday,
Wednesday,
Thursday,
Friday. Now I feel like that joke's getting very old.
I don't think it is. It is useful to some people, Sarah. I stand by that. And they are happy days when we're on the air. Can I also say that if those of you are driving to work now, you're very sad that this is our final show. Fear not, because on Monday we're taking over the entire country from 6 till 9 a.m. Uh-huh. Triple the fun, 3 hours of Liz and Sarah.
You basically get your weekly dose of us in 1.5 days.
How exciting. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Yeah, so it's the end of early breakfast for 2018.
Yes.
But it's not the end of
not
you and I.
Not the end of us, it's not. High five, me sister.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Grant Denyer, Gold Logie winning Grant Denyer, is going to be joining us on the show about his song.
He's a singer now.
He's a singer.
Is there nothing the man can't do?
There is actually nothing. That's not even a rhetorical question. He's amazing.
He's on air with us around about 20 minutes time.
Folks, I'm excited. Today is the very last day after 5 long years that I pay for daycare.
Sarah.
Yes, it is. So it's my daughter's last day at her daycare centre before she heads off to prep next year. And, you know, I feel next year financially will feel like winning the lotto.
Absolutely.
And I haven't even had my kids in like full-time daycare or from really early ages. So I've been doing some mental calculations, which I should never do when it comes to past expenditure. But I reckon over the past 5 years, having two girls at daycare on and off for 2 or 3 days a week, we've been out of pocket about $40K.
$40,000.
$40,000.
I mean, that's how expensive it is.
And there are other people out there who are in the same boat who would have spent way more if they've had kids closer together and they've been paying dual fees
at the
same
time. Some people have 3 kids in at the same time for 5 days a week.
Could you imagine?
It's an enormous expense. I'm trailing you by 2 weeks.
Yes.
My maxi finishes on the 21st.
Yeah.
His kindy, so we're going to be in the same boat.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I certainly don't mind paying for the lovely teachers and care that they've received over that time, but it's a big milestone. People whinge about private school fees. I'm like, mate, if you started off in childcare, you wouldn't. It's kind of on par as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. So what are you going to spend it on?
Oh, well, myself, obviously. No. But here's the thing.
I love how she says that with a nervous laugh. No. You've mentally
We're going to go to Europe every year. No, we're not. But yesterday afternoon, she had her Christmas concert. Now, I have been hanging out for the end of daycare and preschool for ages because she's ready for school. And I thought I was okay. But yesterday when she was up there with her little group singing Country Road.
It's the end of an era.
It really is.
It really is.
And here's the thing. When my eldest daughter went to school, there's a 2.5 age gap between my girls. When she started, I was like, yes, you are so ready. And she was. And it was exciting because I just had my littlest at home, rah, rah, rah. But when your youngest goes off to school, it actually feels quite bittersweet because it does mark the end of an era. There's no more babies at home.
No.
There's no little mates coming out shopping with me or doing chores with me.
Yeah, they're finally institutionalised. I can't wait.
Once they go in at 5, they don't come out until they're 17. Oh, God. Her little face.
Sarah, an unnamed woman took to a website to ask other people whether or not she was being unreasonable after she found a stash of Christmas gifts from her boyfriend.
Okay.
So she
went... like if you have to ask total strangers if you're being unreasonable, then that's a cross against your name in the first place.
Straight off, if she was in my friendship group, I'd be weeding that friendship garden.
Absolutely. Don't you have real friends to ask?
Oh, my gosh.
Why go on to forums?
I don't know. So this is the thing. So she came across a blanket box, like a chest at the end of a bed, went rifling through it, found a stash of prezzies, very thoughtful presents from her boyfriend of items that she loves. So among the presents were a bottle of her favourite perfume, a bottle of her favourite champagne or alcohol,
a dressing gown,
choice,
a pair of slippers, and a skincare set.
So she started whinging online and said, it's nice and all, but it's just more of the usual crap. And by that, she means they're very generic items. You know, when you think of gifting something to a woman, you do think perfume, champagne, skincare, and a dressing gown. She
so
is
what she's
displeased.
Saying, that it's the same thing pretty much every year.
Or that they're
and she
not,
tries to spice it up for him, but he doesn't do the same for
right.
her.
That's right. And I just think, what a cow.
Me too. I'm sick of people whinging about their presents. If
how
you want something,
you
go and buy it yourself.
And how about you grow up and get over yourself and not have a present? Does everybody need
and
a present?
And don't you think the whole thing about Christmas is that it's the spirit of giving? Like, and do people not know how to fake it when they get a present they
and let's
aren't
be
that
honest.
Fussed with? Like, just be glad that people care enough about you
to spend their
money and buy you something that they think you'll love.
And let's be honest, no one will ever buy you a present that you love as much as when you go shopping for yourself.
Yeah.
That's the honest truth.
I mean,
it really is. And that is okay. Dane and I had the conversation last night. He said, I don't want a present.
Mm.
And I said, well, you know, you and I, we're going away for a little staycation at a nice hotel in the coming week. And I said, I am fine with that. Let's just have fun there. Mm. We don't have to, not like that, Scotty, but a little bit like that, actually. So I said, no presents for me either.
Scotty just breathed. He didn't even say anything
no,
in your
he
direction.
He rolled his eyes
You're
and he blushed.
Prude.
You're a prude. You're all prudes. And I said, there's no need for presents. And I said, and he said, well, if I had to get you something, what are you thinking? And I gave him a great idea. I said, look, if we're going to do something, I'd really like one of those outdoor speakers, like those little portable ones that you plug into your phone. And
oh,
you can,
yep.
Or you don't plug them, you Bluetooth them.
Mm,
and
yep.
you can play a bit of music out by the pool.
Yeah. Are you saying that on air so you hope that someone sends that to you?
No. Well, I mean, yes. No. But I'm like, that's been on my list. That's like really something I'd like in my
yeah.
life. But that is it. And if that doesn't come under the Christmas tree,
yeah,
that
maybe,
is
maybe
fine.
It's, maybe we have this very aggressive reaction because we're just not really gifts people. It's not our love
you
language.
You know what, Sarah? We are quality women. We are. We are because, you know, there's men listening going, geez, I wish my missus was like that. I wish my missus wasn't a present person. They are low-maintenance gals.
Grant Denyer joins us on the air
and
next.
And there are probably ladies throwing things at their radio going, shut up!
Shut up, you two!
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Joining us in the studio, Mr. Grant Denyer!
Hey! Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, great. Now, Grant, excuse my ignorance, but I did not know you were also gunning for a Grammy over here. Like, you've already got every award under the sun. Now
I mean,
you're a singer.
Isn't a gold Logie enough? Well, you've already cemented yourself as Australia's favourite son. Now, are you trying
Appreciate
to be the
that.
New Hugh Jackman?
I think Hugh Jackman is safe. I think this is possibly a stretch too far, this latest campaign of mine. But it was a wacky idea that came from someone else that had a charity angle to it. Now, the problem is when someone adds a charity angle to it, you're almost compelled to follow it through, even though I'm not even sure I could do the job.
So, of course, we're talking about the fact that you have released today a single in aid of Rural Aid.
Yes. So a Christmas song. Like, this is the most ludicrous idea. It's insane. But it was, who doesn't want to see if they could, like, get a track on air or stand in front of an audience or see if they can kind of push themselves to a point where they can sing? I don't know if I can. But however, I did pass the song on to Peking Duck, right? Two of the coolest units in the world. And this is listen to what Peking Duck had to say about driving.
Grand Denya's single for the farmers. Wow. What can I say? Absolute fire. Nothing but love and support from Peking Duck. Certified banger.
Bloody certified banger. Boom, I've made it.
Gosh. Okay, so talk us through. What training did you have to undergo for this? Do you have pipes on you?
I had to test them out. So they put me in a room and they go, okay, here's a guitarist. His name's Louis. He's from the America. And I go, oh, hi, Louis. What
from
have you
the
done
America.
Before?
You sound from like you're 87. Did you find him on the Google?
Yeah, I did, on the Google machine. And Louis from the Google machine said, I performed, I played guitar on Elvis Presley's Suspicious Minds. And I'm going, all right, okay. And I'm like, anything else?
Blowing my pressure.
John Lennon, I recorded his album. And I'm going, cool. Stevie Wonder, right, yeah, I've heard of him.
Stop it.
Lionel Richie's Hello was his guitar work.
Oh, so, my God.
Pressure. Did you guys crumble like an iced Vovo?
Well, it's a vulnerable thing to do. I've never done it in front of anybody else. So then you're in a room full of professionals and then testing the waters to see if you can do it or not is the most full-on experience I've had in my life. I liked the song. Like, Driving Home for Christmas is... It kind of conjures up those images, which is classic Australia. Mm. You know, you finished your working year, you're knocking off, you're hitting the open road, you're going home to your loved ones, your friends, your family. Maybe it's your old bedroom, and you got the one elbow on the arm, the window down, and the hot air blowing on your face, and this kind of it had that feel about it. So I thought that's a bit of me. That's a bit of me.
Definitely. And everybody loves Christmas music and everybody loves you. So what better to support rural aid? And it's a cause that you're super passionate about. We've heard you stand up for this cause across the years. And so you had to put your voice to it.
Yeah, well, obviously the situation for drought in Australia is chronic at the moment. Like 100% of New South Wales is in drought. Many parts of Queensland are in drought, and it's the worst drought in 100 years. So there was a massive, obviously, fundraising effort for the majority of Australia that happened over the last couple of months, and which was amazing. Rural Aid delivers 100 trucks of hay a week to the most critical farmers. But the one thing we found out when my wife and I were visiting a lot of them was that they can't afford to pay their power bill, keep their phone connected, or put food on their own table, even though their job is to provide food for our tables.
Yeah.
So we've been working really hard with them, and this was just a fun way to have a Christmas track, and raise money for rural aid. So
I love it.
You can purchase it on iTunes, and you can stream it via Apple Music and Spotify from today. So
I'm going to do it right now.
I cannot wait to hear it.
Yes. Do we get to hear it, or not? Like at some point, do we get a?
Yeah, you can hear it. You want to hear the early workings of the track? Well, here it is now.
Hey, Santa Claus, you where's me
pipe? Oh, sorry, that was the wrong one. Sorry, that's not the that's the follow-up song. That's the follow-up Christmas banger.
Oh, Grant Denyer, you're a dead set legend. Well done to you on this latest iteration of your true talents, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Hashtag certified banger.
Yes.
You guys are the best.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks.
We are on air on the radio station 6 a.m. Monday. We're calling it summer breakfast.
Yeah, till 9, Scotty. Say it.
High quality.
Say it.
Maybe it'll be good enough that it won't have to end at 9.
Well, here's the thing, Lise. I don't know how you're going to cope seeing me for another 2 weeks, because
I don't know how I'm
every
cope
morning,
either.
Every weekday morning for this entire year, we've seen each other at our worst, let's be honest, at 5 a.m. And I think yesterday maybe you reached your peak.
Saturation.
Over? Yes, because we always call each other in the car on the way home. Always. It just goes without saying.
Well, we have dear listeners, that when we finish work after spending a solid... Yesterday we spent 8 hours together locked in a tiny studio.
I mean, I could have had 8 hours more, but not you.
Yesterday marked the 340th day of the year that I have spent with you in a tiny box, okay? And then when we walked out to the car park after 8 hours of talking and being seated
you
mere centimetres.
You your head around so much so that your hair flicked you in the eyes and you glared at me and said, don't call me in the car.
Because Sarah does this thing when after we leave work, she goes, I'll call you in the car. And inside I groan.
And do you know what? I still called her in the car and I wound the window down and gave her the ups as I was driving by. But
I just think there's a, I mean, I love you dearly and I can't do life without you, but I actually can now. It's day 341 of the year and I have reached maximum capacity.
But we've got 3 hours together every day from next week for 2 weeks.
I understand that, which is why I don't need you calling me in the car to top.
Maybe you're just at the point of the year that everyone is, where they're just a bit, little bit sick of work. Maybe it's your work ethic.
It's not my work ethic, Sarah. It's you stalking me. Do I need to take out some sort of like, what are they called? RDOs, DVOs, RTAs, no. MDVs. What are they?
I'll find
you. ATO? Who? AVO.
Oh, God.
Get away from me when I leave work.
I'm not doing it. I'm going to stick with you like glue. And this may be the final show for early breakfast, but Monday, 6 a.m., we're back on around the country.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.